Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the Book of Lamentations. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the Book.
Lamentation, the Book of Lamentation. The word lamentation comes from a Greek word which means to cry aloud, to cry out loud. Lamentation is an epilogue to the Book of Jeremiah. It's an epilogue. It is the last thing in the writings of the Book of Jeremiah. It is the last writings of the Book of Jeremiah. And so it's kind of like a continuation of the Book of Jeremiah. It took place the year of the fall of Jerusalem, 586 B.C., 586 years before Jesus Christ. And so, Lamentation, Jeremiah, as he was going through the city, he began to start crying over the devastation. Most of you can remember the storm Katrina when it hit New Orleans. Some of you even lived through that because some of you are from New Orleans. And after that storm had came through, to just see the devastation of that city, particularly the Ninth Ward. And I remember when I went down there and they were showing the levels of where that water was on those houses. And then they had on different doors, they had X and found three dead and found one dog. And so it was an amazing thing to just go through the neighborhood and just see the devastation. You can just think about how at one time it was full of life. There was people in all those houses. And then to just go through the neighborhood and see nobody there. To see the markings on those houses. So many they found dead, a dog, or this or that. And it was devastation. It was devastation. That was probably the closest in our lifetime that we done seen something like what Jeremiah has experienced. After a big storm come through, that's the devastation like what Jeremiah had experienced. And Jeremiah, he's going through the city. How many of y'all seen this movie that Will Smith was in about, I don't know if it was New York City. He was like the last man on the planet. Now, what's the name of the movie? Last Man? I Am Legend. I Am Legend. So this is kind of what Jeremiah is experiencing. He experiencing something like Will Smith had experienced, you know, in that I Am Legend movie where nobody is around. There's nothing there. I mean, everybody done been taken into captivity. What if you woke up one morning and you discovered that everybody in your town done been taken as a prisoner of war? And all your major buildings done been burned down. Let's say you stay in Washington, D.C., and the White House done been burned down. And the church that they always go to whenever something is bad. What is that church name, that Episcopal church? They say that's the American church. The cathedral, is that the name? Something cathedral. Well, anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, they always go there, you know, and they have a religious ceremony. All the presidents show up, and they pray for a while, and then they go back to doing business as usual when they found out Jesus ain't coming back tomorrow. Amen. They say they kind of scam for a while, and they go try to, everybody get religious. Y'all remember when 9/11 happened, they got on the Capitol, and they was holding hands, all the senators and congressmen, and they were singing Amazing Grace. Oh, Lord have mercy. I said, now ain't that something? They praying now. And I thought they didn't want to pray and all of that. Amen. Amen. But Jeremiah, he have witnessed the fall of Jerusalem. And Jeremiah now is going to sing 5 funeral songs. These 5 chapters, look at it. It's 5 chapters in this book of Lamentation. It's 5 chapters. And these 5 chapters, look at them as 5 songs, but 5 funeral songs. In other words, 5 sad songs. That's what the book of Lamentation is about. It's about Jeremiah singing 5 sad songs. So if I ask you on a quiz, what is the book of Jeremiah, or not the book of Jeremiah, the book of Lamentation about, what would you say? It's about 5 funeral songs. And notice now, these songs was really poems that he put into 22 verses. Every one of these chapters is in 22 verses, except chapter 3. Look at chapter 1 here. How many verses in chapter 1? 22. Look at chapter 2. How many verses in chapter 2? Look in chapter 3. Now, how many is in chapter 3? 66. But notice the rhythm in that. 22 times what? It equals what? 66. Look at chapter 4. 22. And then chapter 5. 22. Do you see how Jeremiah, he set up the poem? You know, poems have rhythm to them. Now, keep in mind, in the Hebrew thought pattern, it was not so much rhythm of words like we have in America. You know, we have something, rhythm of words, where we rhyme. Like Valentine, Valentine, will you be my Valentine? I be yours, you be mine, will you be my Valentine? You know, that's, you know. Y'all with me? Amen. 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 I had some other stuff, but I didn't want to be too heavy. So I went with the simple thing there. Amen. I could have pulled out a couple of these lines that I hooked Sister Wilbert with, you know, but I didn't want to go there with that. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Now, in Hebrew, though, it's rhythm of thought. So do you see the thought? He went with 22. He had a rhythm of thought. 22 here, 22 here, 22 here, 22 here, 22 here. Rhythm of thought, and it's set up with the Hebrew alphabet. All right, let's go on into our lesson, and I want you to see 5 things this evening, because the book of Lamentation is going to teach us about God. See, every book in the Bible is there to teach us about God. Every book in the Bible is there to teach you about you. So every time you read your Bible, it's two questions you ought to ask. What have I learned, or what is this teaching me about God? And then what is this teaching me about me? Because you need to put you in the Bible. Put yourself in the Bible. If you would have been there in Jeremiah's day, how would you have felt? Just like I was saying a few minutes ago, if you wake up in the morning and everything that you know of as life as usual is no longer life as usual. If your house done burnt down, the church done burnt down, you go to the job place you go to, it done been burnt down, and all the people that you know done been taken into captivity, they prisoners, and they going to Mexico. The drug cartel done came and got them all and took them to Mexico. How would you feel? You see, so this is the devastation. You wouldn't be singing a happy song, you'd probably be singing a sad song too. Amen. You'd probably be singing, "She's not back here by Monday." Oh, I'm sorry, wrong song. Amen. Oh, y'all don't like country and western song, do you? See, the thing I like about country and western song, it tells a story about that person's life. Either their wife done left them, the dog done died, they done lost the job. Yeah, the truck done broke down. Yeah, and they was coming across Texas. And Amen. All right. Let's go on a little bit further. All right. Five things that I learned about God as I studied Lamentation. Number one, God is a God of judgment. God is a God of judgment. That city is like that because God judged that city. Verse 1 says, Jeremiah said, how lonely sit the city that was full of people. She has become like a widow who was once great among the nation. She who was a princess among the providence has become a forced laborer. She weeps bitterly in the night, and her tears are on her cheek. She has none to comfort her among all her lovers. All her friends have dealt treacherous with her. They have become her enemies. Judah had gone into exile under affliction. They've gone into slavery and under heart servitude. What is servitude? Slavery. They're going into slavery. She dwell among the nation, but she has found no rest. All her pursuers have overtaken her. She tried to run, but they caught her. In the midst of distress, the lords of Zion are in mourning because no one come to the appointed feast. All her gates are desolated. Her priests are groaning. Her virgins are afflicted. And she herself is bitter. Her adversaries has become her master. Her enemies prosper. For the Lord has caused her grief. Who done caused her grief? It says the Lord has caused her grief. Because why? Of the multitude of her transgressions. She kept crossing the line. Her little ones have gone away captive, as captives before adversary. Even the young children. Matter of fact, they came and took the young kids first and took them into captivity. Daniel and them went first. Daniel and the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They went into captivity. And that's kind of what the enemy do. The enemy will come and he'll get the good. He'll pick through. He'll get the good and he'll leave the bad. And so after the third deportation, because he came three times, and after the third time when he smashed the city, he just left a few poor people and a few old people and a few people that was getting ready to die, you know, wounded people, what have you. All right. So God is a God of judgment. God brought judgment on this city. Now, if God bring judgment on his people, Israel, what about the church? As a matter of fact, the Bible says judgment must first begin at the house of God. When God start judging, you know where he gonna start? He ain't gonna whoop the world first. He gonna whoop his children first. Amen. Then he's gonna whoop the last. So if you want to know whether or not God is judging our world, have the church got a whooping yet? See, that's how you know. Because God says, I'm going to start with my family first and start getting them in line. Amen. Amen. And it has begun. It has begun. Judgment has begun. Let me ask a question. Do people respect the church like they used to? That lets you know judgment done begun. We don't get the respect like we used to. It used to be when people was passing by the church, if they was cursing or something, they'll cut that out. If they was drinking something, close that up. We pass by the church, man. You see what I'm saying? But today, they'll get out of the car right in the parking lot here at the church. I'm coming in a minute. I got to get myself together. Turning up a fifth right in the parking lot. When we first came to this building here, this the little building, when we first came to this property, every weekend, every Monday when I would come here, almost every Monday, there was some sin out in the parking lot, out here in the yard. And now you can just use your imagination. This is at the end of the block down here. Where it used to then be no highway back here. So this was the end of the road down here. And the cops used to then parole down here. Amen. So you can just imagine this was used to be the spot. And sometime on Mondays, I would come here, and they would still be here in the spot. And I would have to, you know, go there to the window sometime and let them know, hey, time to go. Yeah. Until somebody said, you need to quit going up there. The man may have a gun. So I said, well, I'll just let them sleep it off then. Amen. Amen. You know, I'm from Mississippi, you know. I'm just thinking, you know, y'all have to pray for me. Amen. I'm just thinking, ain't nobody going to do nothing bad, you know, on the church ground. See, you better quit that. You in Texas here. Amen. If anything, you better call 911 rather than you going there and knocking. Hey, anybody in there? All right. God is a God of judgment. Number two, God is a God of truthfulness. God is a God of truthfulness. Look here in chapter 2. Jeremiah still crying over the city. I just want to highlight a few verses. Look at chapter 2, verse 5. He said, the Lord has become like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all its palaces. He has destroyed its stronghold and multiplied in the daughter of Judah, mourning and moaning. Ain't that something? All people are saying now is, ooh, ooh, they moaning and crying. Isn't that something? And they are multiplied because God done brought judgment. Look now at verse number 11. Jeremiah says, my eyes fail because of tears. He said, I can't even see. Why? Because I'm crying so much because of the tears. Have you ever cried so much that you can't even hardly see what you're looking at? Jeremiah said, I done just about cried my eyes out. Notice he says, my eyes fail because of tears. My spirit is greatly troubled. My heart is poured out on the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people. Jeremiah says, I'm crying because of what done happened in this city. Look here at verse number 17. Hold on, let me read some of this. Verse 15. All who pass along the way clap their hand in derision at you. They hiss, they shake their head at the daughters of Jerusalem. The foreigners, when they pass through there and they see what done happened to Jerusalem, they say, wow. When people pass by, he says, in the city of which they said, the perfection of beauty, a joy of all the earth, all your enemies have opened their mouth wide against you. They hiss, they gash their teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Surely this is the day for which we waited. We have reached it. We have seen it. Now watch this. Verse 17, the Lord has done what he purposed. He has accomplished his word, which he commanded from days of old. He has thrown down without sparing. He has caused the enemies to rejoice over you. He has exalted the might of your adversary. Did you notice what he says? He has accomplished his word, which he commanded from days of old. God said that this is what would happen. Remember, Jeremiah preached for 40 years telling them this is what's going to happen, but they wouldn't listen. But it happened. So God is a God of truthfulness. When God don't lie, amen. Like in Noah's day, God told him, it's going to rain, didn't it? And Noah preached 120 years, and they still wouldn't listen. And then it rained. It rained. So regardless how long it takes, God's word is going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. So God is a God of truthfulness. And number three, God is a God of accomplishment. Accomplishment. God is a God of accomplishments. Turn to chapter 4. Chapter 4, verses 6 through 11. Chapter 4, verses 6 through 11. It says, for the iniquity of the daughters of my people is greater than the sin of Sodom. Isn't that something? Now, you got to be pretty bad to be badder than Sodom and Gomorrah. But the scripture says that they was badder than Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment. No hands were turned towards her. Her consecrated one was purer than snow. They was whiter than milk. They was more ruddy in body than coral. Their polishing was like lepi. Their appearance is blacker than soot. They are not recognized in the street. Their skin is shepherd in their bones.
Sent down from glory. If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.